I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 2 million Haitians, one in five, are at emergency or catastrophic levels of need for food. 8,000 have crossed into phase five of the Integrated Food Security Phase classification system, facing threat of real starvation. The UN's World Food Program has appealed for nearly $50 million to respond, but David Durance with Teach Beyond explains the trouble on the ground in Haiti.
It's not that there's a shortage of food, but there's a shortage of access to food. The problem is actually getting food to the right people at the right moment.
In many cases, Haiti's lack of infrastructure means Teach Beyond's local partners are the ones who have to determine when and where aid can be given. So please be praying into Haiti.
When I think of Haiti, it starts with the letter H. We want to pray for hope.
And with the help of a Farms International loan, Brother Somchai in rural Southeast Asia was able to develop his farm, which he uses to provide for his family. Somchai and his family live near a school, and since he was able to build a house with his profits, some of the students stay in his home so they don't have to travel long distances. Tim Landis with Farms International says,
people have come there and been able to stay there. He's been able to evangelize and evangelize quietly.
Somchai lives in an area where Christianity is heavily persecuted. However, through his ministry of hospitality and evangelism, three families have come to Christ. So please pray for provision and protection for recipients and that the doors would be open for the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.